Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody! Hey! Now, we know it's been a busy weekend of celebrity news, and we got a lot to talk about, so let's get to it. But first, look who's in the house. It's the captain of the ship, the captain of our heart, the captain who'll make it happen, Ricky Smiley in the building! Hey!
So, let's go!
Later, how did Cardi B spend her first Mother's Day? We got those answers. Plus, Britney Spears' saga is taking a really weird twist. And we get to see baby PJ. But first, what's going on, brat?
Well, Headcrack, this weekend, Kim Kardashian got to enjoy Mother's Day as a mom to four kids because on Friday, Kim and Kanye West became parents again.
What?
Their fourth child arrived via surrogate. And as of now, no name for the baby has been released, and Kim announced the baby's arrival on Instagram with pictures from the CBD-themed baby shower with this caption. We celebrated our baby boy about a week ago, and now he's here. He's so perfect. I was freaking out for nothing because he's the most calm and chill of all my babies so far, and everyone loves him so much. So some people are speculating she'll name the baby Bear because she put a bear emoji at the end of that post. So what y'all think?
It could be like Teddy Ruxpin. Yeah. You know, he was a bear as well.
So what the baby's supposed to do? Well, you said the baby arrived like the baby was FedEx. You know what I'm saying? The baby
FedEx.
Like a package came.
It was FedEx. She didn't birth it herself. It arrived.
She made it sound like the baby came in a package.
Like, well, Amazon Prime Baby.
Right.
But the crazy thing is, like, you're kind of becoming a pro at this. You know, this is your second time being a surrogate mom.
Right.
And you don't have to, like, incur none of the damage that comes with actually carrying a baby.
Would there be a difference between the babies that she actually birthed? With the surrogate kids, like step kids and real kids. Like, how does that work?
Oh, baby, you know when them ones just the real mom and daddy grow up, they're going to be like, you ain't our real sister, no way!
Right,
I can see Northwest. No,
Is it her egg and from sperm. Is it from...
Right, but Kim didn't shoot it at her.
Right.
Yeah, she
like,
didn't.
Like,
yeah.
All that, I carried you for 9 months, all that argument out the window.
Anyway, y'all, honey, this weekend, honey, our girl Miss Portia celebrated her first Mother's Day, honey, with Little Pilar, y'all.
Yeah!
And last night, y'all, we also saw the final episode of Bravo's Portia's Having a Baby Special. And in the episode, we finally get a chance to see Little Pilar up close and find out what Portia got as a push present. Take a look.
So I got matching gifts for me and the baby.
But why you?
Because I worked damn hard. You hear me?
Your nipples ain't blistered.
It's for the baby.
It's for the baby?
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
That tastes, you can't make me laugh.
Baby got a rolly.
Did it.
So I got you a matching two-tone.
Shut up.
Got you the matching. I got you the matching.
Baby!
It's about damn time.
Just like yours.
It's about damn time, you hear me?
Baby, this is beautiful.
Rolly gang.
Never forget time with all those Rolexes.
That damn watch bigger than that baby's head.
Right.
I am so happy for them. Congratulations. And that's got to be the cutest baby ever.
They all look beautiful together as a family in all white. They look so cute and so happy.
That baby look just like Dennis.
I have to agree.
I think that baby looked just like Dennis, so I was like, Portia gonna be mad, but she looked just like Dennis. She'll probably grow up and take on more of Portia's features as she gets older, but right now, it looked like he spit that baby out.
Portia's gonna need a paternity test. That might not be her kid.
That's because it should have been Dennis having a baby.
Well, yo, so the hashtag Free Britney Spears movement just got another member. Guess who?
Who?
Britney Spears herself. 19 years a slave for you. I guess she was really trying to send us a message in that I'm All Right video from last month, because Britney was in court on Friday to put an end to her conservatorship. Now, she claims that she has been forced to take medication and drugs and enter the mental facility against her will by her father, Jamie Spears, who's been in charge of her conservatorship for 11 years. Now, Britney's mom, Lynn Spears, is supporting Britney and her attorney, saying that, yo, I agree with Britney's claims that, hey, something's not right here.
Well, maybe this is Britney's chance of getting back control of her life with her father being sick.
Well, how old is she? Doesn't that kind of expire when you turn, like, 18 or something? You can't be free or exonerate yourself?
Well, I mean, like, if you in the position that she's in and you kind of lose your mind or whatever, you know, so people try to put that conservatorship is in place where you won't destroy yourself or hurt yourself. So, but now that the father is sick, here's an opportunity for her to get out of it.
So she'll have to go to court, and the court will have to, like, you know, evaluate her over a period of time to see if they're, like, cool with ending that.
Right, wow. So when she go to court, her mama going to be like, be still, don't rock. You know, no crayons. That's how I got off mine. You know what I'm saying?
Nod and say yes.
Yeah.
All right, so it looks like it's about to be a family affair. Now, Golden State Warriors Stephen Curry and Portland Trail Blazers Seth Curry will be the first set of brothers to ever play each other in the NBA Conference Finals.
Oh, wow.
First of all, I didn't even know he had a brother in the NBA. They must don't.
Parents must not go to
Portland games.
Neither did I, right?
So now, although this is an ill matchup, it may not be so easy for parents Sonya and Del Curry to decide who to root for. So how they gonna settle this? This is how. According to reports, Del and Sonya plan on flipping a coin to decide which son's uniform they're going to wear and who they're going to be rooting for.
No, man.
Oh. No,
they got to support the other kid because the other kid don't have no championship or whatever.
True.
And they going to State, this will be their third championship, which is going to be anyway. You know, you know Golden State Warriors is going to win. Nobody's going to beat them for real. So go ahead and support the little brother who don't get no shine. I didn't even know. See, I didn't even know. I'm a sports fan. I didn't even know that little brother.
Ain't that something?
You know, but they're going about this the hard way. Like, why don't you get, like, one of them reversible jerseys and you just change them out every quarter? Like,
That's a good idea.
You can support
like
everybody.
A members only jersey.
Yes.
Right.
Flip it.
It would be really cool to see the underdog win.
You got Steph and KD. You got all these amazing players.
KD is hurt. I don't know if he's going to play the first few games.
You got Iguodala. You got Green. You got all
kinds
of...
They got too many.
But tell them about the Trailblazers bench.
I really don't know anything about the Trailblazers.
Nobody does.
Yeah, so you tell me. Teach me something that you don't know because I don't know.
Yeah, Stephen A. Smith don't know who on the Trailblazers bench.
According to Wikipedia.
Well, y'all, Mother's Day came and went, and I hope everyone's Mother's Day was just as dope as Cardi B's was, because she was gifted by rapper husband Offset with a dazzling diamond watch and not one but two, how do I say it right, Gary?
Hermes
Birkin bags for her first Mother's Day on Sunday. Y'all take a look.
I'm not saying I got the best husband ever, but I really got the best husband ever. Thank you, babe. I love you. Bringing my baby hanging and my Birkins. Ooh, bitch.
Okay, y'all. Hold on. That's not it yet, because in another video, Cardi showed off dozens of bouquets of roses and a lavish breakfast spread her man organized for her that included mimosas and giant platters of crab. Check it out.
Bro, I feel like the luckiest person in the world. Look what I wake up to, bro. Damn, I gotta wake up and eat some damn crab. All right, then I'm with it. Ooh. Thank you, babe. Good morning. Thank you so much. I love you.
Love you too.
Mm-hmm. I love you.
What y'all think about this?
What? That has got to be the nicest video I have ever seen. The nicest couple I'm so happy for her. I love Offset. Offset is a friend of the show. We love him. They just, they're the new Jay-Z and Beyonce to me.
Do all that. No, that's too many flowers. She looks like she was at
Never tell nobody there's too many flowers for her.
Carnations. Give me some.
That was roses.
That was roses.
Give me some calla lilies or some exotic.
Man,
oh,
yo,
my God.
Ain't nobody
that's
being picky.
That's why you by yourself right
and
there.
And that was the breakfast
you're
of champions.
You're never happy.
What'd you say?
Your man probably gave you cereal for Father's Day.
Or duck crabs.
Right.
Flower shirt.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Gave him a flower
shirt.
A flower shirt.
And that's all.
All right, man. Listen, man. Coming up next, man. Listen, a singer's being called out on social media for showing too much love to his mom on Mother's Day. So I have all the details right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
All right, if you were on social media this past weekend, you probably saw celebrities show love to their moms for Mother's Day. But not only did comedian Pete Davidson show his mom love, he tried to find her love.
Oh, wow. Oh.
The comedian had his mom, who is also his roommate on Saturday Night Live, as a guest and attempted to help her get her groove back and find him a dad. Take a look.
This is going to be a special Mother's Day for me because this year she's not just my mom, but she's also my roommate. Please welcome the greatest roommate in the world, Amy Davidson.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Mrs. Davidson.
Hi, Colin. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Hey, man. Be nice.
No, I'm okay.
Mom.
What do you guys have planned for tomorrow?
What do you mean? I put her on TV. This is it. You don't know, John Hamm could be single and watching, you know?
I'd also settle for James Spader.
All right, you'd settle for a Ninja Turtle. I just need a dad.
Well, it turns out actor John Hamm wasn't just watching the show, but he was also on the set the entire time, and his mom got to meet him at the end of the show. So what do y'all think about Pete trying to get his mom a boo-thang for Mother's
Day? Absolutely. Just imagine picking out your dad. You understand? Because a lot of us get dads naturally, and we're not happy with that dad. You want a dad that's cool? That's what I did for my mom. My dad is my age.
Oh, I wouldn't try that, man, son. No, ma'am. No,
yeah.
Like you said, no, ma'am. No green eggs and ham, honey.
Right.
You wouldn't use Dish Nation as a platform to help find your mom a new dude?
No, she did not need a man. Coretta Scott King ain't never got nobody after Martin, so why should my mom
be your mother's not
Coretta Scott King. Your daddy was no King. She might get lonely sometimes and want some company.
Well, he can't live in her house. He got to live in his own damn house, honey.
Why
you can't live in her? You make the rules for your mama. That is your mother. She gonna always be the boss of you.
You usually get these men to come with these women and take all their damn stuff. Then they have a bunch of children, and then my mama died, then we don't have nowhere to go because his children gonna take her stuff.
You see how he think? Y'all see how he think?
Your mom will end up with Kevin Hunter. Well, since we talk about showing love to your mom on Mother's Day, let's talk about Colombian music sensation Maluma. Now, some people saying he showed a little too much love to his madre. Now, the singer posted a photo kissing his mother, and we're not talking about a peck either. We talk about a grab type of a head back type of kiss. So, looking at this, do you think this is too much, or do you understand that in other countries, it's kind of like the norm?
Too much for me, but if that's the relationship that he had with his mother or whatever, you know, you peck your mother on the lips, that's fine. There's no tongue involved.
Right.
It's not too much to me. They do this in other countries a lot. We might not do it here in the U.S. because it's all too much or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you kiss your kids or whatever, you know, and, you know, you always going to want to kiss your kids, but, hell, your kids will stop because they don't like it. Kids like, all right, Dad, that's enough.
It's not your last girlfriend. Uh-uh.
Greg, are you not affectionate with your moms?
No. We kiss, we chin kiss, like, We ain't kissing in the mouth, and, so, and I wouldn't dare want to kiss my mom.
Yeah, like,
she wouldn't dare kiss you.
She
wouldn't
kiss you neither.
She thinking about B.E. James.
Who?
James.
All right, y'all, coming up, honey, Constance Wu, honey, doesn't seem to be wooed by this news, honey. We'll tell you all about it after the break. And promotional consideration provided by...
Your skin has different needs at night. That's why there's Gold Bond Overnight Lotion. Works while you sleep as hyaluronic acid locks in moisture. Gold Bond Overnight Lotion.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Okay, y'all, this is the time of the year when many shows are either renewed or canceled, and one show that was renewed for its sixth season is ABC's Fresh Off the Boat. Well, you would think one of the stars of the show, Constance Wu, would be very excited about one more year of paychecks, but not so much. The actress, who also starred in Crazy Rich Asians, didn't seem to love the news. So after the announcement, Constance tweeted, "So upset right now that I'm literally crying. Ugh." An hour later, she tweeted, "Hell!" Twitter was quick to point out that Constance seemed ungrateful, so she posted a long apology saying she loves her show, but the renewal meant that she had to give up another more challenging project that she was very passionate about. She ended the apology by saying, "It's meaningful when you make the choice to believe women." Well, that really pissed people off, and they said she was bringing the hashtag MeToo movement into her situation. Constance has not made any further comment.
Why can't you say what you want to say and feel what you want to feel without everybody jumping on and piling on, whether you agree with it or not?
Well, you already know that people are going to say something, so if you don't want to deal with that, just don't post it.
Damn right. Here, right. People need a job. Drugs and crime spreading on the streets, and here she hollering about she don't want a job? Girl, quit.
Right, that's basically, you know, like if you got your day planned and you're going to spend the rest of the day and the rest of the week to yourself and go sit on the beach and somebody say, "Hey, I need you to work Thursday and Friday."
Yeah.
How many black shows just got canceled? A couple of them. So these girls were about to be working with Miss Wu hollering about, "Honey, she don't want to work." I don't think so.
She always joined the Wu-Tang Clan.
Anyway, y'all. All right, y'all, it's time for...
What the fashion?
Okay, nose rings have been popular for a long time, but jewelry designer Joann T. has put a new spin on the trend. Take a look.
It's just looked like it's just hooked.
Kind of hooked. It's not that bad.
What is it hanging on to up here?
Boogers. It's almost like a
safety pin.
The paper clip.
A paper clip.
Paper clip.
Yeah, a paper clip.
But y'all, here's another one, honey. Y'all look at this. Oh.
Now you look like a caterpillar or a butterfly with some corn on your
nose. What in the clothes hanger and paper clip is going on here?
It looked like it would stop you from snoring.
Look like an antler.
It's doing too much, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's good for something like Mega Gala or whatever they call it.
Met Gala.
Mm-hmm. Or whatever.
Mega Gala.
I think that's the Mega Gala.
Mega Gala.
But that's just a little too much for me.
Yeah, it seems like that's something you wear to take attention for something else. Like, oh, man, that's a crazy cold sore, but check out this nose ring.
Right. And of course, y'all, you got to have a way y'all to display the jewelry in store. So she's using this.
Brad, let's try that next week. You want to try that for Dish?
I would do that.
Yeah, I got two diamonds. They make them for people with big, wide noses. I want to put one of those.
Come in bell pepper nose size?
Right, okay.
All right, y'all, before we go to break, we want to pay our respects to the legendary singer and actress Doris Day, who passed away at the age of 97. She was best known for songs like Que Sera Sera and films like Pillow Talk, which got her an Oscar nomination for Best Actress. After retiring from show business, she dedicated herself to working for animal rights. Rest in peace, Doris Day. You will be missed.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up?
That is a new great debate in the Twitter sphere. Someone tweeted, "Do you wash your legs when you take a shower?"
What?
And what?
Everybody got to tweet in a response.
We sitting here finna talk about that?
Yo, there's people.
What do you mean?
There was like a big old debate. Like, the streets was divided.
No.
And a lot of people said that they don't. They just let the water and soap run down their legs.
Shut up.
What?
No. Yeah.
That's like running your car through the car wash and they run soap on it and then the brushes don't hit it.
One person tweeted, "They've been safe inside my pants the whole day. What's the problem?"
Exactly.
And someone else wrote, "Y'all really get in the shower and don't wash your legs? Life ain't short, but it ain't that short."
I just don't understand. That's one of the first things I wash is both legs. The feet. And then I had a little thing that looked like grass, plastic grass.
Oh, yeah.
But what's the purpose of washing your legs, though? They don't
because
do nothing.
Your whole body has dead skin, and it needs to be scrubbed and exfoliated. So you have new skin, and it's refreshed.
I thought you just exfoliate your face.
That's why your legs look like snake scales.
I guess so. Yeah, because
when you see light-skinned people with dark legs, they ain't washing their legs.
Are you serious? You don't wash your legs?
Yeah. I mean, I run the towel over them.
What?
But, I mean...
That is just absolutely disgusting.
I put lotion on them in the summertime.
Oh. When you put on lotion, do it ball up, like when you rub it in?
No, but I can't.
Because that's dead skin.
Yeah,
that's
Wow. I hate bending over. It's just...
I know you hate
what?
Bending over.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.